Lenny sat in a leatherette chair nursing a coffee and watching the barista. The guy, he figured, had been at this Starbucks only a month or two. He didn't recall seeing the slim, curly-haired young man when he returned after Labor Day. He moved with the practiced grace of someone who could do his job in his sleep. Not new to the trade, for sure. Mostly his back was to Lenny as he filled the drive-through orders, but when things got slow, he'd turn, and they would exchange a few words, nothing more than pleasantries, really. He couldn't decide about the barista. Something was maybe a little off with Sammy. But Lenny's reference points were weak. He was in his 20s from, where had he said? Egypt, maybe. An FDU engineering student. So how could he really tell? What did he know about kids that age? Still, he was uneasy. This morning, Sammy was alone behind the counter, in a Santa hat. Christmas morning at 6 was not exactly Broadway and 42nd at Starbucks. The barista wondered about someone from Egypt wishing people Merry Christmas, but he went ahead anyway. Couldn't hurt, he reasoned. In came a woman Lenny thought he remembered, a 40-something-year-old in tights and a fleece. She had pulled her frizzy brown hair, complete with blonde highlights, back into a disorderly ponytail. She ordered a complicated drink, Lenny wasn't sure. Sammy worked this lever and that, added extra foam from a stainless steel cup, and looked at her. She nodded, and he reached into a front pocket. Lenny pretended to read from his iPhone. He watched over the top as Sammy emptied a small packet into the drink. The white plastic top went on.
"Have a nice day, Mrs. Babcock." "I'm sure I will. Merry Christmas, Sammy."
And she reached into her purse, took out a Benjamin, and slipped it to him.
"Again, Sammy, Merry Christmas."
Lenny kept his nose buried in his phone. Best not to disclose what he had seen. So Sammy was into delivery systems. How did he manage during the week when drivers were backed up waiting for their mocha javas and the old men were sitting inside with their phones in the New York Times? How did the payment system work? Lenny thought at some point he would test the system. He sat for a while, half watching, half daydreaming. A trio, grandmother, daughter, and granddaughter, came in. As the barista engaged them, making small talk and taking their orders, Lenny pre-zoomed his iPhone, raised it, and took a few surreptitious shots. One was a decent image of a dark-complexioned young man with heavy eyebrows and prominent features, his curly hair bushing out from under the Santa cap. When the place emptied out, he took a last swig of coffee and smiled at the barista. As he left, he handed him a 20. "Merry Christmas, Sammy." The barista's face was total bewilderment. What was this? What had he missed? He sent Lenny a tentative look as if trying to remember whether he actually owed him money. Had he misremembered? When he got home, Portia was in the kitchen with a cup of tea. "Something's not right at Starbucks," he said.
"Are those mean little elves filching the scones again?"
Portia deployed her wicked sense of humor at strategic moments. You could count on her to defuse a crisis or simply lighten the mood. He should not have been surprised. Her sassiness and wit were there from the first, from that wild weekend of storytelling a few years back, beginning at Ferndale's and then at Bar Antofagasta. "No, no elves. Something more interesting." And he told her what he had seen.
"Walk away. That's my advice."
He was not an investigative journalist or an undercover narco.
"Leave it alone, Lenny. You have enough on your plate just now."
What he had on his plate was nothing and everything. Yes, if finding his way forward was what she meant. And the world was not cooperating. In fact, it was downright stingy in providing opportunities. He could no more volunteer at a non-profit or take up pasta-making than fly to the moon. But she was right. He didn't think busting an Egyptian selling drugs at the local Starbucks was the way to go. Not that he had a particular direction in mind.
"So do me a favor, Portia. Just for the hell of it, tomorrow I'll drive through and buy a coffee. Tell me what you think."
"Me?"
"Yeah, you're in sales. You size up people all the time, all day, every day."
"Sure, but I'm a converted software engineer. You really want to trust an ex-nerd? A retread?"
"Pretend you're in black ops. Come back and tell me what you think."
She let out a hoarse laugh and sent him a look that said, "You're half daft."
"My, my, black ops. This sounds serious.